What's happening? I'm calling this show the Bon Scott Experience simply because I'll be playing all AC/DC with Bon Scott fronting. He was a lead singer for AC/DC from 1974 until his untimely death in 1980. It was a special time for the band. Bon Scott always had a gleam and sparkle in his eye, could motivate the crowd, could motivate the band, and they put out some great rocking tunes. So without further ado, let's begin the Bon Scott Experience.
Riding on the highway, going to a show. It's hotter.
dirty deeds, done dirt cheap, and it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. Both those tracks off 1976's High Voltage, one of the first real commercially successful releases for AC/DC and Bon Scott. I'm going to play you one more from High Voltage called Live Wire.
Thank you.
Again, that's Live Wire from 1976's High Voltage. I'm going to play a couple tracks now from a 1978 release called Powerage. It's the first album that Cliff Williams joined them on bass. That solidifies their lineup with Phil Rudd on drums, Malcolm Young on rhythm guitar, Angus on lead guitar, and, of course, Bon fronting that unit, man. They were lethal and badass live, too, man. A lot of these albums they cut in the studio, people just were in awe because there wasn't a lot of dubbing going on. They just rock, man. And this song's called Up to My Neck.
Well, I've been up to my neck in trouble.
track was called What's Next to the Moon, again off Powerage, released in 1978. And that song really reflects how good Bon was on vocals and his personality that he could inject into his vocals. We had Down Payment Blues and opened up with Up to My Neck, a rockin' kick-ass track on Powerage. There's a lot of other great songs on Powerage. It's one of my favorite AC/DC releases because it just kicks ass. From Central California, this is the Human of the Human Project. I'm playing some AC/DC with the great Bon Scott frontin'.
Still in the spotlight.
All these last three tracks off Highway to Hell, released in July 1979. It would be Bon Scott's last work with AC/DC in February 1980. He did pass away from alcohol poisoning. That's the latest I heard. I saw a special on Bon Scott. He had his brother on there, who was still alive, talked about it quite a bit. Other bandmates, etc., who knew Bon well. He was drinking very heavily, had been for a long time. One particular evening, they had gone out and decided to let Bon sleep it off in a van out in front of an apartment or some kind of complex or duplex they were living in at the time. And when they went out the next morning, they found Bon dead. Now, there are other rumors or other takes on it that he regurgitated and choked on his own vomit, which is not uncommon if people have too much to drink. But what I saw was he had toxic levels of alcohol in his system, and that finished off the great Bon Scott. It wasn't long after that they would really luck out and find Brian Johnson. They were aware of him. They knew him. Brian knew Bon Scott, had seen AC/DC perform with Bon Scott. So he would be honored to take that on. And, of course, they came out with Back in Black soon after to honor the memory of Bon Scott, and they didn't miss a beat. But for me personally, I love the Bon Scott records, man. Here's one more off Highway to Hell, and it is the title track. Crank it up.
Check!
that's our way to heal. I'm going to play you a couple of more off Powerage, and that'll do it. AC/DC's Music Man with Bon Scott frontin' is perfect for those of you that have your head right. Beer, some puffs, whatever it takes. There's no better rock and roll than this. Period.